Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Tonight's stories.
The message.
Behind Santa's back.
Not allowed.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with...
Brando.
Sam.
It's us. Just the three of us.
We can make it if we try. Just the three of us.
Just the three of us.
Shout out SJ.
Shout out SJ.
I was just about to say that. I was like, we always say when we miss each other, but SJ's not here.
I miss SJ. I did read a comment recently. It was like, why do they keep calling SJ a guest? I'm like,
I don't think we do.
But someone said that. They're like, why do they keep calling SJ a guest? I'm like, no, she's a host.
I think it's been a long time since we've called her that.
When we did an episode like every week with her, and I'm like, I think she's
in, guys.
Yeah.
She is a host. She's just not here right now.
Yeah. It's an unusual shooting day, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching the live, she's out making money for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep this podcast afloat, someone has to work. We miss you, SJ.
We just talk on microphones, yeah. And mm-hmm. She just...
Keep making that money, girly.
She's our provider.
Why can't I think of a... I'm like, I know there's several gospel songs with provider. I literally blanked. I couldn't think of one.
For some odd reason, I thought Survivor. I'm a provider.
She's our provider. She gon' keep providing.
Oh. There you go. You had a scat.
So you scat while we sing, she's our provider. She's a provider. She gon' provide. Yeah, she gon' provide.
Oh, provide.
I'm only scatting. I can't sing.
Just hit the like and subscribe. Just for that.
Okay, so first story, because Sam said he's got something to do after this, so.
Rada Rada.
We're being honest.
It might not even happen, we'll see.
Rada Rada.
But you're hoping it is. You're going to be available.
I am hoping.
This is from Best of Redditor Updates.
Hello.
I got a message saying my husband is cheating on me. The message was from his ex-girlfriend's best friend.
Ex-girlfriend's best friend.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Messy.
Oh, hopefully not with
spicy.
His girlfriend.
Ooh.
I, female, 26, got a message saying my husband, male 28, is cheating on me. The message was from his ex-girlfriend's best friend, originally posted October 7th, 2020. So, a bit of background, he and I have been together for 6 years. We have a pretty solid relationship, never get into arguments with each other. He's very open and will openly express how he's feeling or what he's thinking, and we're always on the same page. Before we got together, husband lived across the country, about 4 states away. We met because of a work course, and we hit it off right away. So we kept in touch for the next year via text until he decided he wanted to be with me, so he transferred his job over to the city I lived in. We've been together ever since, and things have been dandy. A year before we dated, husband dated this chick, Charlene, for about 2 years until she left him. I knew about her, but had never met her or even given her a thought until a few months into our relationship when husband received a text from her. Charlene texted him to say she thinks I hacked into her social media profiles. He asked her why this was, and she didn't give much of a reason other than to say that she's been hacked. So I handed over my devices to husband to show him I definitely did not hack any of her profiles. I didn't even know how to do that. So he texted her saying, sorry, but it wasn't me. And he didn't know who it was, and that was that. Then a few days later, husband started getting weird texts and calls from people he didn't know, saying oddly vulgar things. We didn't know why till his friend told him Charlene posted a status with his phone number saying, this person hacked into my profiles and is stalking me. Husband doesn't have her on social media, so he had no idea. Nothing really came of it. He managed to block the numbers, and thankfully the harassment didn't last. Flash forward to 5 years now, and we haven't heard from or about Charlene at all, and promptly forgot about it. Husband's sister just had a baby in the town husband originally came from, where Charlene lives, and since he hasn't been there in like 6 years, we decided to go down to see his family. We go down and everything is cool. He reaches out to some of his old pals to say hey, and we meet some of them. Over the next few days, I get random friend requests from girls I don't know, two girls, who are from this small town. It shows husband isn't a mutual friend with any of them, and I ask him who these girls are, and he says he doesn't know. But one seems familiar, and he might have gone to school with one. I think it's weird, and I just delete their requests. Then the next day, I get a message request on Instagram. It's from a girl I don't know that also lives in the town. She straight up tells me she knows my husband from childhood, and he's been messaging her on Tinder. She sends me screenshots of my husband messaging her, saying he's around and wants to hook up or something. I immediately show my husband, of course, and right away he drops what he's doing and hands me his phone unlocked, tells me that isn't him, and he wants me to go through his phone so that I feel reassured. I go through everything. Messages, Instagram, social media. I look at his apps. There's no Tinder. I go to his search bar. Still no Tinder. He opens his app store to show me it's not downloaded. He downloaded Tinder and entered his phone number into the login. From where I'm from, if you go to log in and type in your number, it just sends you a code to log in with, and it didn't have his number registered. We look at the messages again, and he recognizes the girl as one of Charlene's best friends from college. Now there are a few odd things with the Tinder screenshots the chick sends me. It says husband's account is verified with a little check mark. His profile picture on Tinder is a really old one from his brother's account, like 3 or 4 years old. His brother is the only one still friends with Charlene on Facebook and is the only lone photo of husband on brother's profile. It's a photo husband actually hates because he's not smiling and he has his tongue out, but his brother keeps it up anyway to bug him despite husband asking him before to delete it to no avail. The way husband talks in the Tinder screenshot is a bit different than how he usually texts me in general. It's very expressive. Hey, how are you? Remember me? And he usually doesn't type like that. But here's the one thing that's just weird that makes me feel uneasy. The message exchanges on Tinder are throughout the day gradually and not back and forth right away. It just happens that whenever husband replies, it was the only two times we weren't together during that day. Like this. Husband at 2:30. Hey, how are you? Remember me? Girl. Yeah. Hey, what's up? Husband at 4:54. Not much. Just visiting my sister. So at 2, I had just ran to the grocery store and was texting husband what I should grab for his sister's house. That's why I know the time. At 4-ish, we arrive at sister's, and after helping with supper, husband uses the bathroom. He's not in there long, but I sent him a text with the poop emoji to be silly. That was at 4:53. So the fact that it's around the same times when I'm not around him is unnerving, though the screenshots show they talk for longer after, but I can't see the times for the rest of the conversations. And frankly, I don't want to message this girl and ask for more because it all seems sketchy. Anyways, husband has never really been on his phone in general this whole trip, so it's not like I see him in the corner constantly texting. The people we met up with from his school the other day are close friends with Charlene and the girl who messaged me, so they could have easily told them we were there and we were visiting sister. It's a bit of a weird coincidence that this girl who's friends with Charlene happens to reach out to me while we're down here for the first time in 6 years, specifically to visit his sister. We also just purchased a condo together 3 days before, and so it doesn't make sense at all why husband would decide to cheat on me now, not to mention why he would decide to hook up with Charlene's friend while I'm with him on this trip. Why would he use this super old photo from Facebook that Charlene has access to? Plus, he surrendered his phone immediately and showed me everything once I talked to him. The only thing that rattles my brain is the profile verification and the times the messages were sent. And then there's an update.
What I feel from this is that whenever someone's like messaging you screenshots, at least from my history of watching Catfish, because that's where I get all this from, if someone's like sending you screenshots of something that happened recently, like, look, I was talking to your man, usually it's like it is some kind of ploy to make you mad. And the fact that she's friends with the ex, it is just, that whole thing, it reads fishy to me. I would be like, this whole situation is weird. We've been in town for a couple of days and now you already got screenshots to send, blah, blah, blah. And to be so good to be on the times, like, I get that is very confusing, but I'm like, I would immediately think this is this is fishy. This is a scam. If I don't have any instincts other than that, mm-hmm. because I do think people have a lot of instincts when their partner, especially if you've been together for 5-6 years, of when they're being different and they're trying to hide something. So if you didn't feel that before that, and this information is kind of pushing you to that, then I'd be like, trust your instincts, and it's probably likely nothing. Now, if you do feel something, there might be smoke, there might be fire. But because I don't want to be like, why a guy wouldn't be so dumb to be like cheat like that, but there is instances like guys would be dumb to do that. So I don't want to like immediately go there, but I would be like, yeah, this is fishy enough that I'm like, it's probably just this weird ex who's already done things in the past, and this has not gotten over this at all for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then my only thing on top of that is him not even having it on his phone to like Tinder on his phone or like even a registered number.
Yeah.
So I was like,
But I was like, Tinder don't let go of that number. Once you get on Tinder, you're on Tinder.
Yeah.
You can deactivate. If you go back on, it'll just pop up like everything you had.
Really?
It's so hard to actually delete your account.
Anyway, the only other thing I could think is maybe like a burner phone. But I was like, would he really go?
Well, he was so eager to like show the phone.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Now I'm getting in
there. I'm kind of up in the air, too, because I'm like, the only thing that she's suspicious about is the time, but everything else, she's like, he's kind of giving me validation for.
Right.
So that's where I'm like, I don't.
But the phone thing is such a cheater move to be like, I know there's nothing on this phone.
Because I created it
that
way.
I created it that way. There's nothing on here.
Yeah.
But she also did that in the beginning of their relationship too. So maybe that's just like giving that whole trust thing of like, listen, she's accusing me of taking over this girl's account. You could see my phone.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just that same thing of, you could see my phone. I didn't do this.
Yeah. But also this does potentially bring me back to the four agreements.
Bring it back.
We used to do, you know, of you just building your own personal world. So like all these things, it could just be like by happenstance, you see it a certain way because that's the world you're creating, your personal hell, in a sense.
So true.
So.
Oh, shout out Unicorn on Instagram. She just messaged me. She was like, she just listened to the audiobook of Four Agreements.
Hey.
Shout out.
I was like, yeah. I was like, I think I need to start. I probably need to like read it once a year, I think.
I needed to reread it because I was in therapy and my therapist was like, have you ever read the Four Agreements? I was like,
and she's like, it doesn't feel like it.
I was like, yeah, it's been like a year or so I probably forgot everything about the book. But
sure.
She was like, well, there's one point. Do you remember the last one? Yeah. I was like, nope. She was like, yeah, well, it's this. And I was like, okay. I don't even remember what it was.
Actually, I'm trying to remember the fourth one is.
Don't take anything personal.
That's the
giving
one
it
I
away.
Always, that's the one I always take it. Don't take anything personal.
So. That's I wrote that one down. Don't take anything personal. Intentional with your words.
Yeah, be impeccable with your words.
Impeccable, that's the word.
Don't take anything personal. Don't make assumptions. Mm-hmm. Always do your best.
Always do your best. That's what she told me. Yeah. But anyway, back to the story.
Yeah.
Back to the four agreements that you're talking about.
Yeah. But yeah, just building your own personal hell. And so like stuff that either could be coincidences are just points that help build personal hell. Like you're building your own blocks pretty much. But at the same time, I do believe in intuition. So well, I call it the Holy Spirit, but
Holy intuition. Spirit!
Intuition, nonetheless.
Yeah, you sense something.
Yeah, it's something. If you sense something's off, just just observe. Don't even have to call it out, really. Just really watch. It'll reveal itself if something.
But is. You bringing up the personal hell also is like our insecurities can make us see things too that. Mm-hmm. Another person can look at it and be like, I don't know what you're talking about. And you're like, no, but he did this. You see how his leg moved like that?
His leg twitched a little to the left when I asked
she's
for his
phone.
She's
cheating on me, sleeping with her.
Hey, friends. 2026 is right at our front doorstep, and we've been trying to get serious about our health for a little while now. So Let's lock in with AG1. One scoop in the morning is clinically shown to support gut health and fill in common nutrient gaps, giving you a whole body health support. With over 75 minerals, probiotics, and whole food source ingredients, hey, you can't go wrong. Hey, ever since I started taking AG1, my digestion has improved, I feel a boost in energy, and man, I am way, way more relaxed. It's flexible, risk-free. Adjust, update, or cancel memberships anytime with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Stay one scoop ahead with AG1. Head to drinkag1.com/COP for a free welcome kit with the AG1 flavor sampler and a bottle of vitamin D3 plus K2 when you first subscribe. That's drinkag1.com/COP. And as always, thanks to our listeners for supporting this podcast. But AG1, y'all owe me nothing. But thank you for supporting this episode.
So from the title, I was like, obviously.
Yeah.
From reading the story, I'm like, I'm kind of torn. I'm leaning towards probably not. But the whole thing that she has of like, he was gone during those two times. I was like, ooh.
That is weird. I'm not going to lie. That is weird. It's not good for you, bro. But I trust you.
But 6 years compared to, like you said, a random person now that she knows you're in town.
Yeah.
But once that trust erodes, it's just like constant questioning after that.
I'm like, how deep in can this ex be that this could still be a ploy 6 years in?
Mm. Wait, it's not even the ex he's cheating, right? It's best friend.
Like best friend, but you're assuming it's connected to the ex. I don't get why the best friend messages if it's not connected to the ex. To me, I feel like she's doing this on the behalf of the ex. Mm. You did whatever to my girl, and now we getting our get back. Mm. 6 years later. I give up.
A united front.
Because if this is them scamming him, I'm like, dang, I can't even go back to my hometown without you like trying to put my relationship in danger. Yeah. I can't go home.
But then also, I think of it too. Why would another reason, like, if this is the case, why would another person? I love my friends to death. I'm not helping them break up a happy home.
But I don't think you can get in the mindset. You're not even close to that kind of person at all. There are people who are like, I ride for my friend. We will do dirt for them.
Yeah.
And they feel justified because I love this person so much. I'll justify anything I do for them.
True. Yeah, that is my own. Yeah.
I wouldn't do it, but yeah, I know people who would.
And it's like, I don't think I even have friends that would. So I'm probably just so far removed from that idea that I'm like, that's impossible. But no, it's definitely possible.
Yeah, because if my friend came up to me and was like, hey, can you like help me get back at my ex by doing this? I'm like, you're so weird. Like,
move
five
on,
years,
bro.
6 years
on.
Later.
Even like a month later, I'm like, are you seriously trying to, are you still with that?
How is that going
to
help?
It doesn't
what is
help
that
at
help?
All.
Even a week later.
You just broke up. I don't even get the concept of getting back at an ex, really. The breakup is the end, and then you should be done.
No such thing as closure either.
Preach. Preach.
I feel like there is such thing as closure. Most people just don't get it. Or you don't get the closure you think you don't get the closure you want. You know, sometimes the closure you're expecting.
I think that's why we think it's fake.
Closure or this?
Closure. Because you want it on your terms. You want this thing in your head to happen, but it's another human going to provide it. You'll never get fully exactly what you need.
Yeah, I guess. But sometimes, I don't know, closure can come years later, I feel like. Like, off topic. But the example that happened in your life.
Oh, yeah.
When you reached out.
Yeah.
And you guys had that conversation. There was some type of thing for you to be like, okay, yeah, that's not happening anymore. So I can move on. I guess it wasn't what you wanted, but it was like there was so much wonder and then it went to,
yeah,
we can't go back.
But I think even that, because I'm like, okay, that's 100% true. I'm like, I got closure from that. But to rely on that, like to actually like seek it out, knowing that it could not have come, like that could have never happened. and you need to figure out a way to have closure for yourself.
Yeah.
Because you will get stuck on it. If you're relying on any other person and the goodwill of their heart to provide that for you, then you could. I got lucky.
Yeah.
But not everyone. Most people don't get lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Especially mm-hmm. with breakups. You're like, I have no desire to like make you feel good. Like, why do I help yeah. you?
Well, I guess I will agree with your point of like, maybe closure isn't real because it's never what you want. Like, sometimes people go into closure and they're like, I want an apology from you. Yep. And they're like, okay, I'm sorry. And it's like,
yo, okay.
I wanted a real, you know, it's like, it's.
I want it real. And you're just fully back in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But okay, so quick update and then a longer update. I messaged the girl saying, oh, that's weird, because husband actually didn't have his phone on him the last few days since he dropped it. Her response was, oh, okay, you're welcome. And what? Then there was another update 4 days later. That's, I don't fully know. That's the end of that first one. Okay, had that little update blip. And then now there's an update from 4 days later.
Still 2020. This is still 2020.
2020.
Okay.
Definitely not a big update, but it's enough to definitely confirm my husband is totally innocent and bitches be crazy.
Oh, I thought she'd be totally cheating. I swear that I was like, oh no.
A few days have gone by since that woman messaged me, and I was telling my sister-in-law about the whole thing as we were visiting them last night, and I showed her the messages from the crazy chick. Now, in my original, I mentioned how I've been getting follow requests on Instagram from girls I didn't know in that town, and I just proceeded to ignore them. This is true, but I realized I got a detail mixed up. The woman who messaged me to say my husband was cheating has messaged me through Facebook, not Instagram. So anyways, I show my sister-in-law the Facebook message from that girl, and she asks who she is. Husband said he didn't recognize her name at all, but her face seemed familiar, so he thinks it must be Charlene's bestie from college. He had only briefly met her once right before the split. Sister-in-law mentions how strange it is the name is so generic and how there's absolutely nothing on her profile photo. The name on the Facebook was something like Sarah Smith, the most generic name out there. Brother-in-law goes to Charlene's Facebook and searches to see they, Charlene and Sarah, aren't friends on Facebook. We dig through this Sarah chick some more to see there are no friends, no cover photo, no statuses, birthdays, nothing. Mm. And it says the profile was created the day she messaged me. Mm. We think it's definitely Charlene behind the account. She specifically made it to reach out and message me. I just never thought to view her profile at all. Someone in the Reddit community before had mentioned to me maybe those girls on Instagram trying to add me might be fake accounts made by Charlene or her friends. I thought there's no way she would go that far and just thought nothing of it. But maybe they were right, because it was about an hour after I denied the Instagram follow that Sarah Smith messaged me on Facebook. So bitches do be crazy after all. I didn't think Charlene would ever take it that far, faking Tinder messages, okay, but also faking a Facebook profile? Y'all were right. I apologized to my husband for even feeling the slightest doubt for a second, and he said it was completely fine. He understands completely, and he doesn't blame me. And if I ever feel uncomfortable about him, I'm free to ask for his phone or talk to him. But seeing as in the amount of years we've been together, I never needed to go through his phone. I don't think I'll need to start now. Now it's a good story for us to laugh at, and jokes on Charlene, because this just ended up making us closer than before.
Mm. Hmm. But for a cheater, this is the perfect time to cheat now.
He's like, I'm good.
He's like, I got perfect time.
She's not even looking no more.
Cheaters, this is what you do. You wait for someone to keep you cheating.
Shut up.
Don't cheat until then.
He's behind the accounts, actually.
He had the accounts. He orchestrated this whole thing. You get goodwill. Oh, baby, I'll never cheat on you. Then you cheat.
That's crazy.
That's why cheaters are bad.
Carrie Underwood before he cheats.
Before he cheats, you create a Instagram profile, Facebook. Oh no!
Why are you corrupting these good people?
You're giving us
step by step.
These good people.
These good people.
Yeah.
What is the percentage of comforters that you think have cheated in the relationship?
Comforters.
Oh, a shout out in the comments.
People live lives.
Yeah, people live lives. And I'm not on the SJ's boat where once a cheater, always a cheater. I think you can be reformed. I think you can make mistakes. I think you can cheat.
I think it depends on how much you change as a person. So I guess I'm more in the middle. But I do lean a little
people
bit.
People cheated in high school. They cheated in their 20s. I think it's fine. I think you can recover from that. And you realize the damage you do. And not cheat again.
The damage you be doing.
So if you cheated, sound off in the comments. Tell us who it was. The,
who was the with, what year, how old,
how long was the relationship that you were cheating on them with?
Are you still entwined in that first relationship?
Was it an entanglement or was it actual cheating?
Yeah, entanglement is crazy.
Did you talk about it at a red table?
Yeah. Have you been featured in a red table episode?
Did you bring them to the red table in front of other people to talk about it? Okay, so top comment. A story that doesn't end with, turns out he's been cheating for 3 years and she's pregnant.
Yeah, that was very good.
Nice.
I did enjoy
that. Yeah.
Because I was scared. I was like, wait, this is best of Redders.
Yeah, that's what I was cheated. That's what I was like, it has to be a burner phone because there's no way this ends up good, but it ended up great.
Yep.
Wait, so does this advocate for the use of couples accounts?
No.
Let's give people individuality if they want it. Couples account, go ahead. But if you want to be your own individual self and your partner is like, no, we should be together. I'm like, no, I want to have my own algorithm. I don't want to see your crap pop up on my freaking page.
Although that would be a crazy for you page. I'm thinking about two separate people having their, like, a combined.
It's got to be one because somebody's going to throw their hands up and not be on it. The other person's going to be on it all the time.
Yeah.
That's how couples accounts
are. I'll be on it all the time. Like, I need to change this algorithm to me.
I'd be pissed. I'm like, refresh. Not interested. It's like the biggest thing you're interested in. Not interested.
If your generation does couple accounts.
I haven't seen any.
The closest thing I've seen is famous TikTokers that do couple accounts.
Well, yeah, because so they count. There's like family the couples, page,
yeah. Family the, pages,
the couple influencers, but I feel like they always have a separate one too.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, they learn real quick. Yeah. Once they break up, they're like, "So we got to separate this money. Let me get my own account up."
So I don't know if it's good or bad because I'm like, this doesn't happen to couple account people. You know,
but sometimes they catfish you because you think you maybe are speaking to, you know, a certain person. Maybe this is how they feel on Patreon when they're like, well, comfort level's three people, four people, counting SJ. And I'm like, it's just Maddie.
It's just Maddie. Man.
When you're saying stuff, it's just me.
It's just Maddie.
On Reddit, it's just Sam. But he has his own account, so account. You'll see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they always know it's you. If it's coming from
they know
it's just you.
They could tell now, I think. But before, I think they were like, Sam, right? And I'm like,
nope.
It's not Sam.
I log into Patreon like once every 6 months.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you see? You like it? You like what you see?
I like what you did with the place.
People be commenting now.
People do comment.
Am I the asshole for backing out of my dad's Christmas party after his fiance took my baby to meet Santa behind my back?
Oh.
My baby's meeting Santa without me?
Especially fiance.
Is it like the first time you're meeting Santa? I guess even if you're just like the third time, don't take my baby.
Am I the asshole for backing out of my dad's Christmas party after his fiance took my baby to meet Santa behind my back? I live a 5-minute walk away from the mall, and they opened up their Christmas display a few days ago. My husband and I were planning on taking our son, who's 8 months old, there for his first Santa visit this past Saturday. My dad's fiance is a very self-centered person. Most recently, she tried to post about my pregnancy on social media before I did and confirm their wedding date, which has since been changed twice, at my sister's birthday party. I'm not fond of her, but she's not usually too hard to tolerate. My immediate paternal family gets together for a small party every year on Christmas Eve. This time, my dad and his fiance are hosting. I was going to attend it with my husband and our son. Last Thursday, I had a business meeting while my husband was also at work. My dad and his fiance came over to babysit. I spent some time chatting with them before leaving, and I mentioned our weekend plans, including how we were taking our baby to see Santa. When I get home, my dad's fiance showed me pictures of herself with my baby and the mall Santa. I don't even have pictures of just my son. She's in all of them. She explained my dad had wanted to take a nap, so she took my son out on a stroll. She went to the mall, saw the Christmas display, and couldn't resist taking my son there herself.
Mm.
Let me make this clear. I'm not much of a Christmas person, and neither is my husband, but she was well aware we were looking forward to doing this with our son. I'm also upset that my dad napped while babysitting, because we wouldn't have had them watch our baby if we knew it would ultimately just be her. and I never gave either of them permission to remove my child from a place while babysitting. I confronted her and said we wanted to take him ourselves, but she acted confused and claimed she didn't realize it was such a big deal and just wanted to have some fun with the baby. My dad also dismissed my feelings and said I was being dramatic. I grabbed my son and I told them to leave. My husband was also as upset as I was. We decided we wouldn't attend the Christmas party anymore. We'll figure out something else, but we don't want to spend our baby's first Christmas with her. We made it official over the weekend. A lot of my family has replied that they're not coming if I don't, so now my dad is begging me to change my mind. There's still over a month left before Christmas, and I want to sort this out as soon as possible. I don't want to attend the party, but I also don't want to ruin the party. Am I the asshole? And this was 9 hours ago today.
Oh my god.
November 11th.
Let's
filming.
Go.
Easter egg.
You shouldn't have told him.
If it wasn't, if the fiance in law, is that what I said? If it wasn't such a big deal, why didn't she just not do it?
Yeah.
Like, it's that easy. Just don't do it. If someone tells you they're going to do it with their child, just don't do it.
Yeah, it makes it worse that they knew they were going to do it.
Yeah.
That makes us 20 times worse.
Because it's like, okay, so I know you're playing in my face now because I told you about it and you still were like, oh, I just couldn't resist.
And then you come show me all the photos?
And you're in all of them?
I don't care about it. Oh my gosh.
So first of all, my baby's only 9 months and you take them out of the house. You take them to the mall. And okay, I would probably still be mad. I could see OP being mad about that too, but like, whatever. If like she finds out that she took her by herself without her dad to the mall, but it's like, you didn't have to go to the Christmas thing. Like, you could have been around the mall and be like, oh, that's the thing they're going to go do on Saturday. And could have been like that and could have brought him back.
Actually, it's weird to take a 9-month-old to the mall.
What benefit to Santa at all places.
Why go to the mall? The mall's weird to take a baby to. They don't care about the mall. There's nothing fun for them. You're carrying this infant around. That seems
they're asleep the whole time.
Yeah, it seems like pointless.
Seems like only so be something you would want to do.
You did it on purpose. You didn't come across it. You went to take the pictures.
Yeah.
You went out of your way. This was intentional in every single aspect of it all.
I just wish the party was closer.
What do you mean?
I wish the party was like, I wish this incident happened and the party was next week.
Because the
month makes it a thing now.
They have over a month to
the
figure it out.
The month turns this into something way bigger now.
I mean, it already happened.
I agree with OP. You don't go to the party. If you don't want to go to the party, don't go to the party. But now it's like, it's going to become a bigger thing now because of the month. This is going to be a topic of conversation in all the chats.
Well, I mean, they already separated some of the families. Yeah. Some of the families like, we're not
coming
going.
If you don't come, you're like,
yeah.
No, now you're starting a little revolution. Now, once your thing happens, now people are like, actually, I never really liked her. Like, she did this. And now people are going to be talking about all the stories about the fiance is not going to come up. This is going to break the family apart.
Well, it sounds like OP is like a Brandon where... If Brandon doesn't go to things, people don't go to things.
I'm not going if Brandon's not going.
If Brandon's going, people go. They're like, Brandon's going to be there. It's going to be fine. Everybody's going to show up because they know Brandon's going to be there. If he doesn't go to things, a lot of times people are like, well, why would I go?
And what do they do that Brandon's not going?
Brandon's the glue. It sounds like OP's the glue. And OP's not going. They're like, why would I go to just... like this my uncle's house and the fiance, that doesn't sound fun.
Yeah,
when my cool cousin is usually there to like melt the ice.
The cousin's like doing the reject on the table
and dropping it's like, weren't you just pregnant?
She's got all the games.
Belly roll.
She's so fun, and now you're like, it's gonna be lame if she's not there.
But it does make me wonder too. Because to your point, I think you were like, yeah, it's going to be a thing. It was a thing the second this happened.
I agree. That's why I'm like, don't go.
Because for all of the family just to be like, it could be the glue thing, but it also could be the fact that everybody's like, I don't rock with her.
And this was an inciting incident.
And yeah, this was the breaking point where it's just like, boom, now all the truth is going to start coming out.
It's like a bunch of little things, but not enough to be like, we're not going to go anymore.
Yeah.
But this is like, That's what we needed.
My only thing, though, is I wonder when they were watching the baby. Because I get what OP's saying, but at the same time, too. No, never mind. Nope, I do. I get. I was going to say something along the lines of, like, is her being upset at the situation with what happened to the fiance also, like, stemming from the dad being asleep?
Because, Dad, why are you asleep?
Yeah. But.
Because that is a thing. Even maybe don't feel like it is a thing, I'm like, you're related to me.
Yeah.
The only reason I let my 9-month-old baby is because my father is there.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have done it if it was just her.
Yeah.
So that pisses me off.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to your damn party because of it.
Yeah. I'm about to jelly roll somewhere else. Yeah. Jelly roll!
Yeah, but just... I'm also wondering how close OP and her father are. Because it was the fiance's mistake too. Like, it was his fault for falling asleep, but also the fiance's fault for actually going and doing the thing. But it's like, at the end of the day, it seems like fiance is just not a good
But he also addition. Wrote it off too. He
yeah,
was like,
he just missed her feelings.
He's like, it's fine.
True,
yeah, it's
true.
Like,
forgot that part.
He's like, who cares?
I forgot about it.
What do you mean, who cares? If we told you we're going to go take pictures on Saturday.
Yeah.
And she just took pictures of not even her baby. She's weird, yeah. Dad.
Never mind.
Because this whole situation could be different if
he stood up.
If he stood up and was like, I shouldn't have fell asleep. I shouldn't have let her do that. That's on me. Even though she doesn't seem like the person who would apologize, like, I'm so sorry, I overstepped my bounds. I shouldn't have done that. I thought it was a fun thing.
She's too self-centered.
That completely diffused the situation, but y'all be like, what's the big deal? Like, that to me is crazy to be like, you took my 9-month-old to see like an event that's very important to a lot of parents to take their kids to see Santa. You took that from me. And you're like, what's the big deal? You're not even my mom, dude. You're my dad's girlfriend. Are you kidding me? It's not even, I'm like, oh, I'm getting mad for her. I'm like, you're my dad's girlfriend. Why did you take my baby? I'd be hot.
I know the wrath is starting to creep in because I was like, me? I'm like, burn the pictures. If it's not that big of a deal,
burn them.
They never happened.
I will say the one good thing, though, is the baby's so young. They're not going to remember when dad's second girlfriend, fiance, before they broke up 5 months later, like, took you to see Santa. So you could totally do a redo and the parents can just burn the memory, burn the pictures for sure.
Burn them.
That baby cannot see those pictures because then they'll know that that was a lie. The first time they saw Santa.
Mama? Now the mom.
Yes, and they're going to be like separated at birth or something. Yeah.
Oh,
they're
like, you got to burn them.
You're my sister. You're not my mom.
Yeah.
Literally, you're lying.
That's how they find out, like, you're my sister. I hate those things when they find out their sisters are mom.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what movie.
I feel like that's a Tyler Perry trope. He loved making sisters moms.
Yeah.
There was a comedy.
I can do bad out by myself.
I'm sorry. You thought you were your sister. I'm like, why are you always.
The prison show. The prison show.
Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yeah.
That was actually her daughter instead of her sister.
Godfather of Harlem. I feel like I really want to celebrate Christmas right now.
Really?
Like this next story.
I'm going to start singing this Christmas.
I'm going to go get a donut.
What is donut?
I'm going to get a Winchell's donut.
Why are you?
24 hours.
Someone did bring a 24 pack of Winchell's donuts to the potluck today.
They're like, rich then.
That's weird, bro.
That they're rich. Was it just glazed?
No, it was assortment.
12 and 24 are not cheap nowadays. I don't mess with those. I get 6, if that.
5 were taken. So
they don't know.
They gave the rest of the donuts just to people. They're like, take them.
They don't know about Winchell's. Nobody knows about Winchell's.
Well, he didn't know about it because I was like, hey, a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant at 2 o'clock in the morning. Nothing better. He's like, I'll just get donuts there. I'm like,
you idiot.
You freaking idiot.
Fresh squeeze orange juice.
Oh, that orange juice goes crazy.
Am I the asshole for refusing to have my ex-husband and his other children over to celebrate Christmas with me and our kids?
Ex.
And I said celebrate, so I'm going to read it again.
Yeah, I heard that. I was going to say anything.
It's going to be a celibate Christmas.
Celebrate
Christmas. No sex. Do, do,
do, do. Oh my gosh, we're finally on the same page.
Yes.
Oh, that never happens.
Okay, am I the asshole for refusing to have my ex-husband and his other children over to celebrate Christmas with me and our kids?
Ooh.
Why would they come in the first place?
Yeah, I feel like we had a lot of mixed family drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we've gathered from the comments, it's not you choose whether you want a mixed family.
Mm.
It doesn't necessarily have to happen,
mm-hmm.
right?
You don't have to be forced into
You don't
it.
Have to be forced into
You don't
it.
Want to be there, you don't have to be
you
there.
You don't have to.
That's what my dad taught me. If you don't want to be there, you don't have to be there.
That's a good lesson.
Was that a good one?
That was a good lesson. Thanks, Dad.
Am I the asshole for refusing to have my ex-husband and his other children over to celebrate Christmas with me and our kids? My ex-husband and I have been divorced for just over 5 years now. Our divorce was extremely difficult for me and our kids, currently aged 11 and 9, because we did not part on good terms. At the time of me asking for a divorce, I had just learned that he had been cheating on me for several years and was being DNA tested for 6 potential children he may have fathered during our marriage.
Oh my God, 6?
My ex-husband ran through every excuse for what he did and attempted to convince me numerous times to stay, but I wasn't having it and I called time on our marriage as soon as I knew what he was up to. 5 of the 6 potential kids turned out to be his.
Oh my God.
And he attempted to involve me in discussions with their mothers. I told him none of that had anything to do with me. I've never talked to those women and I have never talked to those kids either. But that's not it for all his children. It turned out he already knew about 2 other kids biologically who were born during our marriage. They ended up living with him a year after our divorce and their mother doesn't appear to be around.
Oh.
He has 5 other children on top of that, and 2 of them also live with him full time. The other kids, I don't know if he sees them or not. I just know they exist. So what is that, like 12?
Oh, I thought it was like 8.
5 of 6.
5 of 6.
Then 2.
Yeah.
Then 5. So this was the paragraph I just read. He's had 5 other children on top of that, and 2 of them also live with him full time.
Oh.
I don't know if that's 7 total or 12 total.
Okay. It could be. 12 is crazy. 7 or 12, you're in bad.
Yeah.
When you get to the 7, if you get 6, 7.
No, actually, if he either has 9 to 14. He has 9 to 14 because he also has the 2 with this woman.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
So he has 9 at least, but he could have 14.
That's too many.
It's Nick Cannon.
But does he have Nick Cannon
without
money?
The money. Without the money.
Does he have Wild and Out money?
No.
So that clip of him saying his kids' names and ages and he forgot.
I haven't seen it, but I don't think I want to see it.
Oh, I was like, you got too many kids. You can't do that.
You got so many kids, you can't remember them all.
He sees our children 1 weekend a month and he's not very involved. The only thing he'll do is he'll call and he'll try to make plans for us to spend time together as a family, and I always shut him down and remind him we're no longer a family. He never wants to speak or to see just the kids. He's always trying to involve me in it. Despite the bad blood between us, I remain on reasonably good terms with his parents and they see the kids. My kids love their grandparents, but now we're having issues because they feel it would be better for us to have both sides come together for Christmas and for me to host my ex-husband and his children, whichever children he has on that day, and for us to function as a family who are there for each other. I told them that wasn't happening, and I was not pretending him or those other kids of his are my family. They told me I shouldn't hold so much spite for him, and that as a mother, I should want the kids to know their siblings, whether full or half. They offered to buy the turkey for us as a sign of helping to make it work. I still said no, and they wanted more reasons, and I told them I didn't have to give any reason, and my answer was still the same. In truth, this whole idea is awful, in my opinion. I hate my ex, and spending the entire day with him in front of our kids could unfairly burden them with my feelings. They don't need to see any of the issues between us. Having him and his kids over would also mean buying presents for his kids, which is not something I want to start adding to my plate. I have nothing to do with those kids, not to mention the ones he has all the time, have no relationship with their mothers, and any chance he could lie to them and say, I want to be their new mother, I want to prevent. He's already tried to make us a family, so that's a concern of mine. I could never be motherly or even have a familial relationship with his other children. That's never going to happen. Does my refusal to do this make me the asshole? I'm asking because I know we always say put the kids first, and I believe this is the way to do it so they don't see or hear any of the troubles between me and their dad. I believe this is the best to not get their hopes up too, if they have any, for us to be a family again.
This is crazy. Nine to 14 kids.
And you want me to host?
And you... Yeah.
Somebody said in the comments, why wouldn't the dad, who's related to all these kids, host?
He got all the kids, yeah.
And you just get invited. Right. Why are you hosting 9 to 14 kids and him?
Absolutely.
Just for your two kids to maybe share time with your dad, with their dad?
And I am all for parents supporting their kids because I'm like, hey, you made them. You need to support your kids. There's no way you could, with a straight face, say, can you just give my son a little bit of a chance? He just cheated on you five times and had five babies outside. He probably got lucky on the sixth one because he probably did sleep with that one. It just had a different dad. So I'm like, you can't look at that with a straight face like, why don't you want to hang out with him? Like, your son's a bad person.
Yeah.
That's legitimately a bad person.
Yeah. And
we'll buy you a turkey to make it.
And then when I say no, you say, give me a reason.
Give me a reason? I got five.
I have seven. Yeah. And I could have nine. I could have 11. Five, 12.
Is that enough?
Not the best at math. But I have a lot of reasons. And they keep going up. Yeah.
There's too many.
Too many reasons.
One kid's already... If I was one kid that you had while we were married...
That's enough.
We're done.
Yeah.
You had five.
Or the process to make the kid.
Or also, like, if the marriage was bad and I don't want to fake being a family, like, if let's say he had never had any kids in the marriage, he's just a bad dad.
He just cheated. Oh, he's a bad dad.
Yeah, cheated. Yeah. No kids, though. And the parents are like, why can't you just have them come together and, like, act like a family? Because I don't want to. Divorced.
Him. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and it's like, he's not even a really good role model for real.
He's a bad role model.
Cheat on people, try to smooth it over as if you didn't do it, and you got so many kids that you're just not taking care of. I know he's one of those guys.
Like, I take care of my kids, though. I got a lot of kids, but I take care of them. I know he's saying that.
And it's $20 in child support.
Well, he does have like four of them living with him.
At least two.
Wait, how many there?
He has it. There's at least seven. This sounds like a joke. Yeah. It's not. There's at least 9 to 14.
Yeah.
No. Yes. 9 to 14.
Two stay with him.
9 plus 5.
Two of the OPs come every once a month or the weekend.
Yeah, two stay with him. The others, they might be there on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So anywhere from 2 to 15 could be there. Anywhere from 2 to 13.
What's this guy look like?
Sometimes I don't feel like that don't stop people. I don't know.
It doesn't stop people, but I just need to know what he looks like.
What have you guys seen? Men having a lot of kids from different women. Do you guys see that the pattern is that they are attractive men, or is that not necessarily always a common thing?
Normal people, not famous people.
Yeah,
I would say it's like hit or miss. I don't think it's. Yeah, you don't have to be hot or
it's
ugly.
Not a common denominator.
It's not a common denominator that they're attractive or not attractive. Because
I know one that's attractive, and I know one that's like how.
Yeah.
How? Yeah, that's all I'll say.
Hmm. Okay.
But yeah, the one I'm like how, it's like. He's on such a run right now. It's
an incredible run.
It's kind of like, bro, what? Like,
do you know this person too?
Well, I feel like the people I know who have been in this situation, because I don't know anybody who's been like five safe versus like usually two or three. The game that they play is that the ex was crazy. Like, I just want to see my kid. She's crazy. She's lying to him. Like, you're a good woman. Like, you're nothing like her. Mm-hmm. And it turns into like a war against the ex. And she's the crazy one that's keeping me from my kid, keeping me from trying to be a family man, because I'm a family man. And that's like, I love my kid. I love him so much. Mm-hmm. And then the current one's like, you're right. I'm good. I'm not crazy like her. And so happens, boom, boom, bing. They have a kid. Then he does the same thing. He dips out. And then, yep, now both of those people are, I just want to see my son. I want to see my son. But they're, I'm like, it works. It's like clockwork. It just keeps working, though.
I wonder if that's what's happening with OP.
With him, it has to be. He's playing a game.
Or he's lying. Mm-hmm. He's definitely lying about how many kids he has.
If you have any kids, it's going to come up.
Which, honestly, that would, like, if that was me and I heard, like, a man talking negatively about the mother of his kids.
Oh, it's a red flag.
That's a red flag for me. I don't think I'd be like, she is crazy. I'd be like, why are you speaking about her like that?
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there's, like, there's some negative characteristics in some women who, like, want to be like, oh, I'm above this other person, and it's attractive to me that you're putting me above this person.
Mm-hmm.
And that attracts them to the person.
Yeah. Because also, I think that also just means drama, and it makes me a lot less likely to be involved, because it's like, I would hope that you guys could be as healthy of a co-parenting relationship as possible.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And knowing that that's already drama, I'm like, oh, yeah. But then who knows? Maybe it's like, it feels like it's the love of your life or something.
Actually, anyone who really, even if they're not, didn't have a kid with them, anyone really talking negative about their ex to me is like a red flag to me, like how they talk about their ex.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I get y'all broke up, blah, blah, blah. But if you're just like, oh, they were even, blah, blah, blah.
Or like they never talk about the negative things they did in the relationship. Yeah.
Always
like,
them. They were a narcissist. They were evil. And I'm like.
Especially with those terms too.
Oh my gosh.
Nowadays, everybody's a narcissist. Everyone's a narcissist. Everybody's like, this. So. Everybody's that. And it's like weaponizing it in a sense, the word.
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, either you don't have a good concept of what that term actually means. Mm-hmm. And you just attribute any negative thing to that. Or you're hiding your dirt you did in the relationship and you put it all on them.
Yeah.
I want someone who's like, I can see both sides. Nice.
Getting quicker with it. Not quick, but quicker.
I don't know if it picked up on the mic, but it could hear you hitting. It said doot, doot.
You heard that?
Yeah, I heard
that. Was the stress hit. Like, because I hit it and then I hit it twice so quickly that it like didn't play. So I was like, I hit it a third time.
I did hear the
but
panic.
But you're telling me now you heard all
there
that.
There was panic. I heard it. Hopefully it didn't pick up on
that. And I just said quickle.
Quickle.
But Brandon heard it because he mimicked me. He mocked me.
Wow.
Showed it.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
But I will. I don't think you're the asshole for. This is crazy.
No, this is absolutely crazy.
Girl, this
crazy.
Is crazy. That sucks though that you find out your man has. 7 to, well, what did we say, 12?
15. 7 to 12, 9 to 14 kids.
9 to 14.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 9 to 14 kids. One scares me. What do you mean 9 to 14 kids?
And I feel like, because I've seen some comments about, since we've been talking about mixed families a lot, and I am like of, I think a romantic a little bit, where I'm like, I would love, I like... Let's blend them. Like, if we can work together, it's good for them to have other siblings and to see other kinds of people. I think it's nice. But I don't think that's like the end all be all. If there is toxic situations where that's not a thing and you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I think it's an ideal thing to want to strive for. But this is crazy. This is not a blended family. I don't want to be in that. There's too many kids. There's too many moms.
That's a platoon.
There's way too many moms in this situation. I'm out. Maybe it was like one other mom, maybe.
That's a whole
but
army.
Once you get to 2, 3, 4, nah, we're out.
Are you in?
Nah, I'm out.
Throwback.
Shout out. That was the best thing. Was that our first year?
Yeah.
That was around the Alfredo joke. I don't even remember what that joke was, but I feel like there was an Alfredo joke. Or maybe I thought it was Alfredo, but it was the "Are you in? No, I'm out."
Yeah.
But that was
what's the Alfredo joke?
You guys don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
pretty sure Sam from 3 or 4 years ago would be really disappointed that you don't remember that joke.
Oh, gosh. I remember RUN.
Yeah, I remember that.
Was that Sam Couch or was that Brandon Couch?
That was Sam Couch.
I thought it was Brandon Couch.
No, that was Sam Couch.
Was that Brandon Couch on the other side of the basement? I thought it was Brandon Couch
on the other side, yeah.
I thought it was Sam Couch on the... Because I think my reasoning for missing the joke is that I was like trying to adjust audio levels.
Mm. I feel like it wasn't that. I swear it had to be Brandon on the other side.
That was really, really early comfort level, I'd say.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Am I the asshole for not allowing my ex maid of honor to be a bridesmaid?
So you fired her from being the maid of honor, and now she can't be. I think if you fired her,
you're like, well, she's an ex out the party. Maid of honor. Yeah. Why would she be a bridesmaid?
Yeah, because I think it's worse to you're demoting her. Why would you want to be a demoted?
You've been demoted. You've been promoted to guest.
Yeah.
Quick backstory, my fiance, male 33, and I, female 29, are getting married in September 2026. Our friends, fake names, Stan, male 34, and Zoe, female 33, just got married, May 2025. We asked Stan and Zoe to be our best man and maid of honor. They both said yes. In June, my maid of honor calls and says she can't be my maid of honor anymore due to some health issues. Also, she has to avoid stress and isn't sure if she'd be able to handle the wedding planning and her own medical bills. I tell her that if she wants to be included or a bridesmaid to keep me posted. August 7th, I ask my sister to be my new maid of honor. The end of August, I check in with Zoe. She responds with, "The procedure went well. I'm still waiting on the official results, but the nurse said things look good, so I'm optimistic." I heard nothing after that, and I got my last bridesmaids in September. November 4th, Stan and Zoe reach out asking if Zoe is a bridesmaid. I said, "I already have my bridal party. We wanted you to take a break for your health. You're more than invited to all the events so you can just have fun and don't have to worry about planning." Zoe's response, "While I appreciate you considering my health, I'm extremely hurt that you couldn't just text me. I don't even know how to process our relationship. I would have never done this to you." My fiance says the four of us need to meet up to discuss this. We wanted to talk in person. Stan argues that they want to talk over the phone.
Ooh.
We live in the same neighborhood and pass their house every morning to take our dog on a walk. Finally, Stan responds by saying, "You don't see just how hurt Zoe and I are by all of this. We've decided to cut ties with the both of you.
Oh my God.
We haven't spoken since. Am I the asshole?"
That's good. Because I do think this is like a very realistic situation that can happen to people when someone's sick. They like have all their energy being devoted to that, so things fall to the wayside. I think OP did a really good job of being like, because I wouldn't even think to say that when OP was like, "Okay, you can't be maid of honor, but if you still want to be brides," I don't think I would have thought to even say that. So I thought that was really good that OP was like, "If you still want to be a bridesmaid, just let me know. Keep me posted throughout it." And then following up a month later about it, I think you did your due diligence. I think they kind of overreacted from this because it's been months. What the new one, the new maid of honor was beginning of August, and then they talk in November.
They talked in September,
but November. Like,
this was,
I'm like, it's been, what do you think? I was just going to wait. And you didn't say anything. I guess you could argue maybe if OP asked one more time, like, "Hey, I'm getting down to the last ones. Do you want to be one?" And like asking point blank. But I still think you did so much work ahead of time that you left the space for her, who's going through the medical crisis right now, to do it on her own time.
Mm-hmm.
She just took too long. I think even if you're like hurt by it, I think that's overreaction to be like, "You're out of our lives. We're cutting ties." I feel like it's something extra because that's such an over... That's like... completely overboard to me.
Yeah. I'm also a big believer that I wouldn't say it's a red flag, but maybe like a fuchsia pink flag when someone actively is like not trying to help the situation. Like, this could be probably resolved in the conversation, and that's what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
And they're like, "No." They're like just refusing to talk about it. Like, it's
we're
just
neighbors. We live next door.
Yeah.
Like, "No, we're talking on the phone."
No, we talk on the phone. We refuse to see. We pass your house literally every day. And plus over the phone, you can't really see facial expressions. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I didn't like that either. Just the fact that they're just so unwilling to even hear the other side or hear where Opie and her husband were coming from. That's interesting to me.
For me, I'm confused how they've only talked twice in that period of time. I get that they're both going through things. Like, right, obviously, the maid of honor had, or the ex-maid of honor, had, you know, he's going through some health issues. Mm-hmm. So that's where her focus is, and OP's focus is on the wedding. But the fact that, like you said, you walk by her house every single day, you don't think about her.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think about, like, even if you're like, okay, whatever, the maid of honor thing, but like, you guys have only spoken twice and you walk by your house every single day and you know she's going through something so big she had to like not be in your wedding anymore. So the comments actually think OP's the asshole.
Okay.
Oh.
Top comment, your best friend is suffering with medical issues. You text her twice over the course of several months. That's it? That's all you do? You walk past her house every day and you don't stop by and drop off a snack, give a quick hug, nothing. This is your best friend? I don't care about your wedding. You suck. You're the asshole.
Dang.
Actually, yeah. What's funny too is I still just took it as the story being read.
As OP tells you.
As OP tells you, but her telling her like, oh, I have this medical thing. And she was like,
so anyway,
so anyway, if you want to be, if that's how it went, because I can't imagine that's how it went, right? But she was like,
because taking a second look at it, you're like, yeah. I guess I'm focused on this question that OP asked, but let me take a bigger. You're like, huh?
That's not like I'm worried about you. I'm guessing that did happen.
Yeah,
because it just didn't seem like
she was
like,
the benefit of the doubt.
She was just like, so I guess what you're getting, you want to be a bridesmaid? Let me know, and then click, and then hangs up. I guess them putting it that way two times definitely, because you're assuming this is your best friend. If you're maid of honor, like this is your best friend. Mm. And I'm trying to imagine right now if like my best friend told me that they're sick.
I'm checking up on you.
And I text them twice in 2 months.
Especially because I walk by your house for a walk. That means I'm forced
to think about you.
I'm forced to think about you. Not even like I don't want to be thinking. You're going to be on my mind if I walk past your front door every single day.
I'm leaving a pie on
just
your
just go Nike. Nike. Knock on the door.
Yeah.
That's crazy though, because I literally brought up that point and I was like, as I finished saying that and you're like, well, they're like, yeah, she is. And I was like, that is crazy. She walked past her house every day during a medical emergency. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could do that, actually.
Would. Looking at it from that perspective,
I would actually
anger
stop.
Could be justified, like,
because she's hurt.
You talked to me twice.
She's like, I see you walking by, and you're worried about your damn wedding.
She's frail inside, looking out the window, and they're like skipping, like walking with their dog, and they're waving at the window, but don't stop. They just keep going.
Because I want to say, I feel like oftentimes we just take what we're hearing, and we're like, based on the question you asked.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's harder to be like,
and the story
wait.
You presented.
No, I was like, you're good, OP, for the work you did. I'm like, OP, great.
OP, you did it once.
OP, you checked it. No, from myself. I'm like, you checked it twice. That's really doing your duty.
Because I think it's like, with the question OP asked, you're like, OP, yeah. But like, fine. OP, are you an asshole? Like,
wait, why are you overreacting?
Wait, I think for a different reason. but yeah, no. Which
I
sucks
think
about
also, if you just say medical thing, because like, well, this chick had cancer. If you say cancer, that changes the whole thing. Like, if you say what it is,
because like, then it's like you downplayed
so
you
downplayed
look better.
You're like, had like a little medical mishap. She's like fully going through chemo, and and they're like,
girl, I wanted you to heal. Like, you can just totally have fun. Like, just not be a bridesmaid.
And that's so crazy too, because it's like, had it been a different timeline and she was fine, walking past that house every day, she's probably checking in. Hey, what are the wedding plans? What are we gonna do?
Yeah.
You're my maid of honor. What's this? What's that? But the second you don't matter to that plan, you don't matter.
Because I can say, like, honestly, thinking about it in like maybe not the best way, I think especially if they're your best friend, but you're not really their best friend.
Because it's not like it's just a bridesmaid.
It's easy for it to get away from you. But I'm like, if I walked past Sadia's door every single day, even if she thinks we're best friends and we're not, I'm going to see her and be like, let me say something. You know, like, this is a constant, it's like life giving you a reminder to check in on your friends.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, 2 months.
That's what, like, because I think a lot of people's friendships, like, get away from each other is because you get away from the convenience of seeing them.
Seeing them.
You're not, like, in a school. You're not, like, at a job. You're, like, you just don't have the convenience of seeing them. They're in your neighborhood. There's no thing of convenience. Like, now that's.
And you got to walk your dog every day.
You walk your dog. You have to do that.
And it's probably so close to the point. It's like, literally, I have to, like. Like that close, where you're walking past them every day, day. It's not like a, it probably could be like a down the block type thing, but it's like you have to eventually pass that.
Yeah. Because even if SJ, like, not even anything serious, she like broke her leg, you're checking in on her when you walk by. You're like,
yeah.
Hey, SJ, I brought you a milkshake.
If SJ calls me about something, because SJ doesn't call me about anything, if SJ calls me about something and I get a chance to get that girl on the phone, I'm asking her what's going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's happening?
Whether she's going to respond back to me or not, I'm going to be like, hey, just so you know, I texted you this because I want to know if you're doing good. You know, will she get back? She's like, oh, girl, I was busy. It was fine. I was like, oh, my
Esha, you need to text back quicker.
Yeah.
Let's bring this. Let's bring this issue to everybody listening and watching.
Esha, like 2 weeks ago, because we hung out like 3 weeks ago. She's like, when are we going to do this again? I immediately text her. I'm like, girl, we'll find a time whenever you want. Let's do movie night or whatever. 4 days later, she's like, yeah. And I'm like, SJ, you need to, I don't know what you're doing.
I texted Sadia to reschedule plans for something. We were going to go bowling. But the day I wanted to go bowling, leagues out the wazoo.
Oh, why are there leagues every day?
And so I'm like, girl, I don't want to go anymore because the only places that had them were expensive that were free or the lanes that were free. And I was like, I don't want to go today anymore. So I texted her. I was like, let's not go today. Let's do another day. What about this day? She didn't get back to me for 3 days. I'm like, Sadia, what if we actually went that night?
Yeah.
I'm sure she probably saw it and was like,
she's like, I would have been there.
She's like, I was there. My league was there.
She's in the league.
Well, I.
She wanted those shirts so bad. She got in the league.
I asked her at the beginning of October. Oh, yeah. Actually, about the watch. Because you were like, SJ knows about some good smartwatches. And I was like, cool. And I was like, so I'm in the market for a watch. Heard you know about some. What are your suggestions? The next time I was able to bring it up, I saw her physically, and that was for the Halloween stream. So at least he's getting back to y'all. Well, I guess I can't really say that too, because she will send me like song suggestions, but that's not really a text. It's like a boop, boop,
boop, boop.
But now that we said those things about SJ, now I'll say the positive about SJ.
So funny. So creative.
But in terms of messaging.
Oh.
She's the only one of people in this cast that sends me not only reactions to things I send, but comments, full sentences on things I send about how good they are, how funny they are, how relevant they are to our relationship. Some other people, and I don't want to name names, but other people that are in this episode it's both of you, actually, react. They don't do anything. And I'm reacting.
Can I say something? I'm not a texter.
I don't need a text. I need a heart on a reel. I need a heart on a TikTok.
I do that now. Yeah, you cannot say that about me. I've been reformed. I've been trying to form this TikTok real relationship with you. And you can't act like it's not there. Like, you'll send me something, I heart it. I message you back.
You have been getting better. Now you need to tell your boyfriend also to jump on that.
He's his own man. Have you not seen him? He's his own man.
Okay, chill, Maddie. Maddie, chill.
Oh, sorry about that.
Maddie, no, both of y'all. No, none of that. We got 20 minutes left on the score.
They just keep pulling each other from one side of the couch. Stuff
specifically. Like, because, you know, it's like, it's easy on TikTok to send multiple things to multiple people. I'll say stuff and be like, yo, no, I was thinking about this when I saw this. And sometimes you react, sometimes you don't.
Well, I'm very specific about reaction. If I don't react, I don't rock with it. That's how you know, because I'm always reacting.
So then how's that fair?
It's good. It's so you look at that and you're like, I don't send that kind of thing again.
Oh, I'll send it again. I don't care.
Yeah. And I'll continue not react. So you get the idea.
Well, okay.
Because the other ones, I'm like, that's funny. Ah! Ah, I'm commenting.
All right, 20 minutes.
Well, then say no. No,
I'm not going to say I'm going to give you nothing.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to read the comfort level story. Oh. Because Brandon wants to read it.
Let's do
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I also do because I also care about them as well. So let me get in on that. I love you, comforters.
Shout out to
r/comfortlevelpod.
r/comfortlevelpod.
To subscribers. Tell us what is on your mind. Can we talk to subscribers? r/comfortlevelpod.
Friend invited someone we explicitly didn't invite to our group chat.
No, no. No, no.
Roll, roll.
So when were they invited? Because yeah. This is a group chat. This isn't a group chat.
What you finna do?
That's so awkward. That's so weird.
Yeah.
You have to ask, like, hey, can I bring this person? You have to.
And when they say no, you need to honor it.
You have to honor it.
Especially when it's established.
Or established.
Established. I wanted to say it, but I was like, I don't know. Established. Especially when the group is established.
This happened last month and I'm still kind of processing it. So my friend group, six of us, planned this weekend trip to Bruges. We've been talking about it since January. Booked this whole house rental, had a group chat going for months, coordinating everything. One person in our group, Leo, kept asking if he could bring his girlfriend, Saxia. We'd all met her a few times. She was fine, I guess, but like this was specifically a friend group trip. People we've known for years. We just wanted it to be us. Multiple people in the chat said pretty directly, let's keep it to the core group this time and maybe next trip. Not mean about it, just clear boundaries. Leo said, okay, he understood. We get to Bruges on Friday afternoon. We're unloading the car and Leo's like, oh, Saxia is meeting us for dinner. She was already in Brussels for work, so it just made sense. I'm standing there with my bag like, what? He acts like it's pretty normal, says she'll just join us for dinner and maybe some of Saturday. She won't stay at the house. She just got her own hotel room. But here's the thing. We'd planned specific dinners at restaurants, made reservations for six people, had a whole itinerary that we'd all discussed and agreed on. Now suddenly we're reorganizing everything on the spot. And Saxia shows up and she's perfectly nice, but it's just weird. That dynamic is completely different. We'd been planning to do this dumb tradition where we all cook breakfast together and tell embarrassing stories from university. Can't really do that with someone who wasn't there and doesn't know the people in the stories. Saturday morning, Leo asks if Saxia can come on the walking tour we booked. It's already paid for six people. I ended up giving up my spot because I didn't want to be the asshole who said no to her face. So I'd missed the thing I'd been most excited about. Nobody said anything direct the whole weekend. We just all kind of adjusted around it and pretended it was fine. On the drive home, one friend said something like, that was weird, right? And everyone agreed, but nobody actually talked to Leo about it. I keep going back and forth on whether this was worth bringing up now or if I'm being petty. Like, she was nice, nothing terrible happened, but it wasn't the trip we planned. He specifically asked and we said no, and he brought her anyway. I think this is one of those tough times where you need to be vocal about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I really don't feel bad for OP on the walking trip.
I wouldn't have done that.
I wouldn't have done
that.
I'm not. If I paid money for that.
I'm looking the most for it. Why would I do that?
I paid money for that. I'm looking forward to it. Then she takes your spot.
Yeah, the boyfriend gives up. Like, why would I give up my... That's you, OP, so don't blame her for that.
Yeah, that was your fault.
OP, you don't always need to be, like, the nice person out of manners, I would say.
Yeah.
Even if you feel like it, don't feel obligated to give up your spot for... people,
because there's no one to blame at the end of the day except you, because no one told you to do it
for the walking trip.
For the walking trip specifically.
And it's also that whole thought process of don't expect someone to do what you would do. So if the roles were reversed and the girlfriend was in that position, I promise you she's going to the walk still.
Yeah,
you're the only one in this timeline.
And she's not wrong for that. That's so good. Yeah, like, Yeah, don't get angry because we're like, why wouldn't they do it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But also, I am curious what you guys thought about the fact that the person that they were trying to, the Leo was trying to bring on the trip, was his significant other. That's where I was like some of the reasonings I get. Like when you have reservations, cool. There's a plan in, that's set in stone. But he like bought it up in the setting phase, right? Like when they're like setting up all this stuff. Mm-hmm. He's like, I just don't see myself necessarily rejecting a significant other. Like
I guess it depends on how close the significant other is.
What are their ages?
How old? They didn't say.
Because that's what I'm like.
I mean, they must be.
Are they in their
20s
or are they in their 30s? Because I can see maybe you're younger. You're like, it's just a friend group. We don't need like any outside influences. We just want to have our friends. Because I kind of get the inside joke thing. Like, we're just like, blah, 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 blah. But I do think you get older. It's like that. You can still have that. But other people have other people in their lives and they want to include it. I don't know if I would say no to a significant other because I'm like, I feel like I've done things in my 20s where we like, can I bring my girlfriend? And they're like, yeah, it is weird. Like there is differences, but it's like, why would I say no to
and then after like two,
my
three,
girlfriend coming?
Day two, three, it's fine.
Yeah.
You're not even thinking about it.
You get new experiences with that person. You let that person in on your old, they're like, remember that? You tell jokes.
That's what
you
I was
get to
saying.
Tell stories again because they haven't heard it, and that's fun.
Yeah, because then it's a completely different perspective of the story. Because right. Now it's not you reminiscing, it's you retelling. When you retell stuff, it's a lot more fun because you have to include every single detail. But also, I was thinking, at least for me personally, and maybe that's just the only the maybe it's just personal, but like I would see that as just an opportunity just to build a community.
Yeah.
Cause it's a new person coming in. If they all don't have significant others, eventually the hope is that they will get significant others. So there's just like no significant others come on this trip or.
Well, I'm curious, has anything romantic gone on in this friend group? Because that's the only instance I have seen this in real life is. Mm-hmm. Where there's been friend groups and it could be a little shenanigans happening between. And then there's jealousy when someone likes brings their significant other and they're like, no, we're not bringing that person in. They'll couch it and they're like, no, we just want to have a friend thing. But it's like, no, I just don't want her around because I like you or I like him. That stuff happens where it's not about, it's about the girlfriend being there. And you're like, no, I have this thing over her.
Yeah.
Our friendship is over her. And like by shutting her out, then she'll never get the ability to get closer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, is there shenanigans happening in the friend group?
Yeah. I do think it's a younger group. Also, just because of OP's reaction to it, I feel like maybe by the time they're like in their late 20s, early 30s, they would have maybe stood up for themselves because, I don't know.
OP's like, I'm 35.
But also I don't know, I also wonder about the friend group too. I wonder if it's purely the other reason why they might be younger, if it's purely was platonic and they're all like, or it was just very much, I could see it being a younger group being like, well, we wanted to specifically reminisce on this memory, like when we did our first cruise and we had so many stories from the cruise that fed us for like the entire pandemic,
because
it happened right before the pandemic. And then when we went on the next one, we were like kind of still living off of those memories to the point where I don't know if we really experienced as much as the second one, or maybe just because it was such a big, fun group.
Yeah.
That by the time the second one, we're like, I'm still thinking about the first one.
Yeah.
Like the first one was crazy.
We started comparing.
Comparing instead of just having new experiences.
Yeah. Except on this last one we went on. I feel like it was like a kind of a, I wouldn't say a healthy, like a healthy mix of both. It was like being able to appreciate what we did, but then also just exploring and enjoying this one.
Yeah.
Because that one was like a mix of family and friends.
Yeah.
And then I went on a family one with you and your family. And that one was cool too. Because at first I was like, is this going to be fun if I'm just going to be with Brandon's family? But it was like what you guys are saying, like this whole new thing of new experiences, a new way of looking at like what a cruise could be with people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we need to go speak to Patreon urgently.
Okay.
We need to go
expeditiously.
So we got to get out of here.
We could have said a lot on that.
Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of Comfort Level Podcast. Next time you see us, Sadia will be here and Sam. They will be together.
I can't wait to see my girl.
I already feel the energy.
Just I miss her.
Yep. The energy will be back.
Also text me, girl.
Text him. All right. We'll see you guys. Bye.
Just hit the like and subscribe. Just for that.
Subscribe.